What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as you read this article, you will definitely file this one under the clause of the fury of a gentle man. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Now, this article was published on the 4th of June. Indiana man, 77, calmly calls cops to report he had just offlined his wife, mother-in-law, stepson, and injured a fourth victim. Quote unquote, I shot them all. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate. This man calmly called the cops. What does that tell you? Exactly. A man that was pushed too damn far. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The story's lengthy, so I'm going to shorten it up. A 77-year-old Indiana man calmly called police moments after he allegedly shot his wife, mother-in-law, and two stepsons, offlining three of them to report the horrific crime. Patrick Waite is facing three counts of first-degree termination for the shooting deletions of his wife, mother-in-law, stepson, and one count of attempted termination for gravely wounding his other stepson, according to a police affidavit and reports. Waite is accused of methodically shooting his 61-year-old wife, Alma, and her family, going from room to blast each victim in the Hopstad home they shared, police said. Now, what would drive a man to do something like this? After he opened fire on all four victims, Waite called 911 to explain what he had done, where he would be when the officers arrived, and where investigators could find the .45 caliber Smith & Wesson he used to gun down his relatives, according to reports. Quote unquote, I shot them all. I'm certainly not proud of that fact, he said in a chilling but casual confession, according to an affidavit acquired by the Courier and Press. In addition to his wife, Alma, Waite allegedly offlined her 81-year-old mother, Gloria Tapia, and her 39-year-old son, Fernando Tapia Ramirez Sr., and allegedly shot Alma's other son, 44-year-old Juan Tapia Ramirez, in the neck and chest. Okay, quick side question. Why in the hell are her 44 and 39-year-old sons still up under their mother? Another question for another time. However, to be completely honest, I don't care about that. Quote unquote, There have been multiple individuals shot at this time. A 911 operator can be heard relaying to officers. Waite reportedly hurried the 911 operator off the phone so that he would have enough time to call his children and tell them what he had did before the cops arrived to arrest him. Jennifer Loesch wrote in the affidavit, "He surrendered peacefully, according to reports. Four other people were in the home when he went on his murderous rampage and survived the shooting unharmed, including a child," the Herald reported. Which lets me know, whoever these four individuals were, he had no problem with them. But once again, what drove this man to such a degree to where he went off the edge and commenced to just popping everybody? We'll get to that. Waite had gone out to shoot a water snake near a lake on his 1.5-acre property that afternoon. And when he came back inside the house, he had his gun in his back pocket, officials said. That's when an ongoing and wide-ranging argument between him and his wife, who had recently been asking for a divorce, reignited, authorities said. Well, time to get to the nitty-gritty. Waite said his wife of 2 years told him he needed to leave because he brought a gun into the house, detectives wrote. He brought a gun back into his house. Initially, the disagreement was about his attendance at Bible study and then how he was neglecting his bedridden mother-in-law. And finally, it became about who owned the home, according to reports. Well, it would seem that somebody had a serious ulterior motive, and that would have been the wife. Patrick Waite said that Alma Waite told him she filed a quit claim deed and put their house in their daughter's name, the affidavit states. Patrick said he told her he wouldn't leave the house because he had lived there for 27 years. Oh, put a big pin right there. That's when Waite started shooting. He told investigators that he knew what he did was wrong and that God would never forgive him, according to reports. Quote, unquote, "I'm as guilty can be," he reportedly said. Veronica Valenzuela, a cousin of the victims, told Bakersville Now that she was shocked at the terminations and added that Waite was always seeming like a kind person. She and her family spent a month in the house with them last year. Quote, unquote, "He catered to us," she said of Waite. "He would not let us get up to get a cup of coffee. He took us out to dinner. He took us out to casinos. He was, I can't lie, a man who was a very nice person, but never imagined something like this was going to happen. Alma was his world," she added. Her aunt Gloria, Alma's mother, had recently suffered a stroke and was in her medical bed when Waite offlined her, Valenzuela said. The surviving stepson, Juan Ramirez, remains sedated in critical condition, Valenzuela told Bakersville Now. Valenzuela started a GoFundMe to help with funeral costs. Waite made his first appearance in court Monday morning by video at the Gibson County Jail. Well, well, well. Okay, let's go ahead and break this down. They were married for 2 years. He lived in that house for 27 years. By all rights, that was his house. However, they're married 2 years. She's constantly arguing with him. She files a quit claim deed and wants to put the house in her daughter's name. Gentlemen, what do you think this was? That's right, an attempt at stealing this man's house out from under him. Now, mind you, a relative said this man was a kind man. So it would seem that Alma decided to take this man's kindness for weakness. Yeah, she moved her entire family into this man's house and decided in the end she was going to steal it out from under him. And he decided, oh, no, 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 no. Over my dead body, are you going to take my house? And he decided, you know what? I'm going to create some dead bodies, because I'm pretty sure both of the sons, they were going to have a part in it as enforcers. So he decided to strike early. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly need to say? I will say this. Far too many women have been allowed to come into men's homes that they already own and get them kicked out by using the law for proxy violence. However, this case, he saw what was coming and he took matters into his own damn hands. Here we go. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home, got to give it a 10. Method of execution, Smith & Wesson 45 caliber handgun. The problem-solving pistol, got to give that a 5. Psychological impact, there were a lot of people in that house that were survivors, so I got to give that an 80. And for the brutality factor, yeah, he popped them all, so I got to give that a 20. So Patrick Wasteem Waite gets a score of 115. Now I'm going to reiterate. There have been so many men who've had fully paid off homes in their name who've been displaced by women using the system. Yeah. One of their key tactics, use a restraining order. Get a man kicked out of his own home, and then she can move in and then say, oh, I'm getting stuff delivered here, so therefore it's quote unquote my house. And the law sees nothing wrong with it. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. Like it said in the article, she filed a quit claim deed and wanted the house to be put into her daughter's name. So yeah, all in all, this was an attempt, at stealing this man's house. And he wasn't going for it. 2 years. Oh, I want a divorce, but I want to make sure the cash and prizes are in my name or someone related to me's name. That's what she was going for. And he wasn't having it. And when she decided to pick an argument with a man that had a gun in his back pocket, that was the stupidest time to decide, oh, I'm going to let it all hang out. I'm going to say what's on my mind. Well, she pushed and pushed. She pushed this man into a corner and he came out with the knockout blow. And unfortunately, two other people, they got treated with the same damn treatment. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who still think that in this day and time that you're going to find some way to steal a man's property out from under him using the system, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in that situation by way of the system will go out. Feminism and the idea that you can also throw in the Duluth model to get that man out of his house that he paid for, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, I'm going to reiterate, the very relatives of the victims said that this was a kind, gentle man. And as we all know, all wise men fear the fury, or should I say, the anger of a gentle man. This woman found out the hard way. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.